You're listening to WLVR. This is Beyond the Beat. Host Stephen G. Wenmall talks with journalists to discuss local news stories in the Lehigh Valley. This week, Allie Reed, reporter for 69 News, WFMZ.
Health and safety are guiding local school districts as they get ready to reopen, and it seems like each district has its own process. A lot of parents are paying close attention to all of this. I'm curious about what you've heard so far.
Yeah, Stephen. Well, there's a couple of different things to weigh in here, right? So each district has its own way of determining what they're going to do come the fall when students are going to head back to school, right? So right now, many schools are in the process of having their school boards meet to weigh the pros and cons of what they can do for that coming semester. Now, what works in one school district might not necessarily work for another school district. So not only are they talking amongst themselves, but they're using outside resources a lot of times to add in their two cents, also talking to parents and staff about what they have to say and what they might think is best for that school district. Now, they've also used much of their time listening to voicemails, reading emails, et cetera, to really factor in what parents think as well. This is something that we've seen in almost every school board meeting across many districts here, especially in the Lehigh Valley. So there's a lot of factors weighing into all of this, but I don't necessarily think that there's a right or wrong way here. We've seen many superintendents talk about this as well. There's just a lot of known unknowns at the moment. So it's just everyone's trying to figure it out at the same time, right?
You're right. It's a brand new ballgame for everyone here. And you've reported on the Allentown School District's decision to start the school year virtually. Let's see how parents are responding.
I'm like in the middle. Like, I feel like my kids would learn more in school, but then my kids wouldn't. My kids are too little for them to know to keep their mask on. And
kids cannot stay at home. They need to get back out into their schools.
Many parents are understanding of the situation, though.
I know it's hard and it's crazy, but it's the safest choice.
Superintendent Thomas Parker says, I don't think there is a right decision and wrong decision. There are just too many unknowns at this time. But flexibility is key for students and staff. The board will revisit the learning situation at the end of the first quarter.
For right now, the best decision for our community and our kids is to stay virtual. And then I think the 1st of November is when that first quarter would be over. Then we plan a transition into the buildings.
The board also tackled concerns about students with disabilities, access to proper technology, and how working parents will be able to assist with their child's instruction.
Allie, some districts are offering the option to study at home, but that brings up several issues, including access to technology and the internet, as well as other choices that parents have to make. Are schools learning lessons from the spring to help make learning this fall easier for these students?
Sure. Well, of course, schools are going to take what worked and what didn't work and figure out how to best implement that, you know, moving forward for, you know, this upcoming school year, right? But we've heard from the Allentown School District, which you just saw in that package, that they really are turning to the community to have them weigh in as well. That's been a big factor through all of this. Okay, they can't just use their own resources. They really are outsourcing here to make the best decision possible. And right now, they are in the process of narrowing down their curriculum and figuring out what programs work best for their students. And we're seeing this process very similarly in other districts as well. And again, just like how you saw in that package, I think a really important note that Superintendent Thomas Parker made, he said that there's no right or wrong decisions right now because we're all learning together. There's just too many unknowns at this time. So, you know, really just going back and understanding all of those is going to be key for the spring semester throughout all the districts, you know, across the Lehigh Valley and the state of Pennsylvania.
Allie Reed, morning reporter for 69 News WFMZ, speaking with Lehigh Valley Public Media's Stephen G. Wenmall. Watch the full conversation tomorrow morning at 10 on PBS 39. This is WLVR.